The climate conference in Copenhagen begins its final day today with more than 120 world leaders in attendance to try and strike a deal that will step up international efforts to curb greenhouse gas emissions. Addressing the summit yesterday evening, the Vatican's permanent observer to the UN and representative at the talks, Archbishop Celestino Migliore, said there is an inseparable link between the protection of creation, education, and an ethical approach to the economy and development. He said the Holy See hopes that the process in question can ever more appreciate this link. Negotiators worked through the night to produce a core document to be signed at today's summit, which is expected to amount to only a political declaration of intent to take firmer steps against global warming. Professor Aldo Iacomelli of Rome's La Sapienza University, who was in Copenhagen, told us we would have to wait until next year's summit in Mexico for a legal accord.
I believe that now the new evolution of the negotiation during this night could be crucial for a concrete agreement. But I'm confident that the Copenhagen summit will deliver an agreement. Of course, in Mexico City next year should be the occasion to develop the technical mechanism. I don't think that we are able in Copenhagen to deliver also the technicalities of the agreement, but I'm confident that we have now a huge amount of money from the donors country, namely United States, $100 billion for developing countries, European Union, $7 billion, and the rest of the world, including Japan, with $15 billion. So it seems that we are on the right track. Probably we need to do something else on the target to be assigned to China, India, Brazil and South Africa. Because of course the other face of the coin is that United States, European Union, Japan, Canada are ready to confirm and empower the Kyoto Protocol and the target to reduce the CO2 emission for the second period after 2012. But on the other side, they want clearly an assumption of mandatory target also for China, India and Brazil. I don't think that China now is ready to accept a mandatory target, but if they are able to give a sign that they will be able next year to take mandatory measure on CO2 cut, I think we will have a deal in Copenhagen.